It's the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with myself, Allie Mack, Mike, and Bo. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing.
What an apropos song to play, because Allie just came back from Vegas, and whenever I hear this song, I always think about The Hangover as they do the shot on the roof, and then the sun goes down, and then the sun comes back up, and like, you know, how they did the time warp thing. And then there's a mattress hanging off of the Caesar statue. Did anybody throw their mattress off the roof of the hotel you stayed at?
Not that I'm aware of yet. You know what's amazing, though, is my Backstreet Hangover is only going to continue because Miss Sandra Golden is going in a week or two.
Whoa.
So she's going to come back with the same review and have the same energy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Give the people what they want.
Exactly. Yeah. BSB.
That's probably what, you know, you're like, it's a lot of Backstreet Boys talk on that sports. There's like a guy that's like, that drives here like every other week. For work or something. He's like, man, those sports talk stations in Atlanta are a little bit different. I'll tell you what, like talking about Backstreet Boys and
I will say this
Hangovers
too,
and stuff.
I usually at this point, I'm up for top five tomorrow. I'm doing top five Tuesday. I'm usually at this point already, like I've already known for days what I'm doing for top. I don't have anything for tomorrow. I don't have a top five list for tomorrow. And so I'm going to be spending the next 24 hours trying to come up with a good topic for top five Tuesday tomorrow.
Do you want the best list maker to give you some ideas?
No,
oh,
hold on.
Man.
You just stay out of this for a second.
You've had, no, he's had good ideas. The delivery's been a little bit off, but he's had good ideas.
See,
we had somebody walk up yesterday to him in Fire Branch, start talking trash to him about his cereals.
Yeah, he said, what was it, Berry? Berry should have been on there, Wild Berry Crunch or something like that.
It's Berry, it's a Berry Berry Kicks probably.
Yeah,
Berry Berry Kicks
was
phenomenal. But that's like, for me, if I was going tomorrow, I would do my top five Ozzy Osbourne songs because he passed away. And it's a little bit of a niche thing, but you know, he's that
I don't think any country singers have gone down for the last couple of weeks, so I'll have to hold out on that one. But
no, and we don't want to manifest that. I would do top five Backstreet Boys songs.
I know you would.
100%
top five concerts you've been to or something like that.
Man.
You know?
Well, yeah, we'll see.
We've given you
top
some things
five
to
Adam
think
Sandler
about.
Sandler movies. How about that one?
There's a certain part of this world that just doesn't like Adam Sandler to begin with.
Yeah, it's fine.
Which I
it is what it
I
is.
I tend to question those type of people because it makes me think, well, are you not happy? Because here's my thing about the Adam Sandler movies. They're and we're gonna get to some of that stuff, but they're freeing. It's you tune in for however long the movie is and you just know what you're getting and you can just kind of enjoy it. Like there's nothing serious.
Yeah.
Hang on to your philosophical thoughts on that, because we're going to talk about the Adam Sandler movie.
That's a good point. I'm curious to see people weigh in. Hit us up on the Twitter. Is Adam Sandler a good actor? Just point blank. Is Adam Sandler a good actor? Yes or no? I would be curious to know what people's takes on this are, because I do think there is a divide.
That's not a fair question. And hear me out. Because I only know of like three movies he's actually I think acted in. The movies that he had to play a role that wasn't a character he's created. Okay?
Okay.
Because Uncut Gems.
Is he the better question then, is he a good entertainer? Is that a fair question?
Yeah, yeah.
Is Adam Sandler a good entertainer?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
That's probably a more fair question.
Because there's a movie, there's Uncut Gems, there's that movie about the basketball player, and then there's a movie called Rain Over Me, and it is about 9/11, and he plays a husband and a dad who lost his family in one of the planes in 9/11.
I don't need to see that.
And, but I watched it years ago, and it's got I think it's Don Cheadle in it as well, and it's the only movie where at a time that I'd actually seen him act like who wasn't playing a character, like a goofy character he created.
Yeah,
and he was phenomenal in it, like absolutely phenomenal. And so that's why I threw that out there, because I think most of the time he's just playing a character he created. You don't know if he's you don't know if he's playing the role right or not, because this is a goofy little character that is out of thin air, like Billy Madison.
Well, and Bo's going to expand upon Adam Sandler's lengthy resume in a moment. He had another movie get released over the weekend. So we'll talk about that in Life of Squid. But we haven't really talked about, with all the Falcons training camp that we have been discussing, the defense, we haven't talked about Kirk Cousins at all today. And we need to bring it up because Arthur and Terry both made sure. I'm about to tell you if you don't ask a question. Because Arthur and Terry both made sure to talk about Kirk Cousins and how great he's been. So let's go with Arthur's. Let's go with Arthur's cut first.
And I'm very proud of Kirk Cousins, too. I want to suggest that because he's handled his transition really well and been very supportive of Michael and really has been a really good teammate. So I'm happy about that, and I'm happy for us, and I'm happy for Kirk as well.
Okay, now let's go ahead and hear Terry's.
It's Kirk's been the ultimate professional, and I know that's I think Raheem said this, outside it's a lot more of a deal than it is in the building. He shows up, he does his job, just like anybody else. Our job is to do the best for this football team. Our job is to be experts on the other 31 teams and to be an expert on our team and make sure we can build the right 70-man roster, meaning 53 on the active, 16 on the practice squad, and your international player. We got to build the best 70-man roster so we can go win games. That's what we're focused on. And Kirk, just like all the other players, they're focused on coming here and doing their job. That's what he's been doing. So that's where we're focused. And in terms of making moves, whether it's trades or whether it's acquiring players, we're always looking at those factors. We're going to do whatever we can do to make this team as best as it can possibly be. But he's been a great professional. He's handled himself well.
Mike, let me tell you what, I got this 2015 1500 Z71 Chevrolet leather seats.
Here we go.
It is phenomenal.
I have no idea where this is going.
It's phenomenal. I'm telling you, it still rides. It rides like a 2025. Allie, you rode in it. Tell Mike how good that 2015 Z71 rides.
It was professional. It showed up.
It's doing the job. It's getting you to and from to work.
Never barks at you. Never barks at you.
Check engine light every now and then.
Hey, no.
It'll pop up. But we know
what that's about. I have to tell us why you got to get some treatment for it, right?
No duct tape. Oh, sorry.
I said that. Nah, man. No, we don't keep duct tape on my cars.
No electrical tape.
If they duct tape goes on, they come off pretty quickly. We actually get things fixed around here. But it's selling season, and they want everyone to know. They want it to be on the record from the leaders of this team that the piece they have that they're willing to, get rid of, right?
Part with under circumstances. Yeah,
for the right price. Is running perfectly fine. It's doing everything they need from it, on and off the field, just like that 2015 Z71 I got. WSOS.
So you're trying to tell me that you thought Arthur's words were calculated? That he's putting at a what are the you know, you're putting your quarterback for sale in the want ads, on Craigslist or whatever, and you're saying, hey, this has been the trustiest truck I've ever had, drawing the wheels off this thing. It's gotten me to and from work for 10 years. It's been great. And I got to put it up for sale, unfortunately. I don't want to lose it, but yeah, that's just where I'm at in life.
You're telling me that the owner of the team goes on Saturday and the GM of the team talks on Sunday, and they both make a point to tell you how great and professional and flawlessly working the backup quarterback who they're willing to part with making $30-something million this year is doing with We heard the audio back to back. The wording was very similar.
It sounded the same, didn't it?
I mean, and if Raheem gets up there tomorrow, Tuesday morning, I tell you what, I just want to point out the fact that Kirk Cousins is just looking phenomenal, and he's done this. How's Justin Fields Stowe, by the way?
Well, it'll really be something when Michael Penix comes to the podium. He's like, yeah, Kirk's, by the way, I just want to put this out there. Kirk's been great. He's been the cosmic.
No, but now what we need to do is get like Chris Blair up there. I've been running with Kirk and the second
Pierce,
team.
James
Man.
Pierce audio incoming.
Well, because Kirk did pull James Pierce aside for all intents and purposes, but Chris Blair's like, yeah, I know this is off topic, but man, it's been an honor working with Kirk Cousins
these last
3 days.
It is funny, man, but I thought it was more interesting too because when you hear Arthur say that, Arthur if you remember back just a few months ago, Kirk Cousins was like, hey, I want a meeting with Arthur. Mm-hmm. I want the one-on-one meeting with Arthur, and kind of explaining his point to Arthur that, hey, you know, I'd like to be a starting quarterback somewhere else, and that I felt misled by the team. And Arthur was just straight up like, well, you're going to be here for now, and kind of, you know, kind of push that off to the side. So I think it's interesting just hearing from Arthur and just saying, and he said, I want to make sure I suggest that. It was like he couldn't even find the right word. I want to make sure I suggest that. Like, okay, what's the suggestion here, Arthur? You're just saying that you're just heaping on the praise. That's all. I feel good about it. So it is, man. But all that aside, all the, you know, kind of looking into it, I'm happy that that's the way Kirk Cousins is going about his business. And I'm glad he's being a consummate professional and a good teammate. And I think we can all kind of look at that and be happy about that.
You know, it's funny because I kind of said the exact same thing that Arthur and Terry did on Freaky Show Saturday. I was like, well, he should be pointed out. I didn't even realize it. And then I hear this press conference and I'm like, man, people are going to think I'm a plant. Real quick, remember I told you I was doing salmon over the weekend and Amy doesn't really eat it?
Mm-hmm.
So I was at the store and I was like, I'm going to buy like maybe some pre-made burgers or just maybe some chicken or something. I found these Wendy pre-made patties. They're from Wendy's. They're like the exact Wendy's patties.
Square.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know they use 100% real beef.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bought them and I was like, well, throw a little W sauce, Baron Burton's W sauce, little seasoning. And then I started thinking about it. Well, these burger patties, probably, you know, they're Wendy's burger patties. So I can make me a double stack. So I pulled off my version of a Wendy's double stack last night. It was pretty good, too. No lettuce, though, but I had everything else on it. So it was pretty good. I just didn't have lettuce. All right. I watched Happy Gilmore 2 last night.
How was it?
I thoroughly enjoyed it, but it is exactly what you think it's going to be. It's a fun-loving, goofy movie that is not necessarily realistic because neither is Happy Gilmore 1. I mean, let's be honest. A bad hockey player, it becomes one of the greatest professional golfers in the world and hits it like way further than everybody because he runs up to it and swings it like a baseball-hockey swing combined.
Yeah.
But
and his golf coach has his hand bitten off by an alligator.
Yeah, and he's allowed to play in boots and a Bruins jersey.
Yeah, let's not stop there. Let's keep going. His number one fan has a nail in his head.
I mean, yeah. Well, hey, Mr. Larson.
Go back to your shanties.
Yeah, but it was good. I thought it was good. Like they had a lot of cameos. It was fun. I mean, it was fun, guys, and that's exactly what that movie's supposed to be. If you're watching it, like, he couldn't have made that putt with that hockey-style putter he's got. I mean, then grow up. You know, if you're, you know, it was a movie and it was fun. And I thoroughly enjoyed it because it was, you know, a new take on an old childhood favorite.
Would you encourage people, if I told you, like, hey, Happy Gilmore is my favorite movie ever, would you encourage people to watch the second one? Because I still have, like, Dumb and Dumber was one of my favorite movie ever. I still haven't watched the second one.
I watched.
What I've always been told. Don't
do it, man.
I watched,
like, 15 minutes of Dumb and Dumber 2, and it was awful, and I just turned it off.
Yeah, but, again, like, that. I think you're making the point that now I'm curious. Like, what did you expect with Dumb and Dumber 2? For them to be dumb? I mean, like, that was kind of the whole point.
No, I expected it to be very similar style humor and, like, kind of close to having the same quality of jokes and ridiculousness. And I felt to an extent, like, in reality, Happy Gilmore 2 to me was just a fresh take on Happy Gilmore. So it was like, it was a sequel straight up. It was a sequel straight up. They advanced the timeline, right? Which is what you want because Adam Sandler looks nothing like he did in Happy Gilmore 1. Like, as far as he's aged, you know, like, people age. But I just thought it didn't try to be something it wasn't.
Right.
And it was good. I felt like it was good enough. It wasn't the best movie I've ever seen. No. Best sequel I've ever seen. No.
How many bottles of W sauce does it get?
I'd say three.
Three? Okay.
I mean,
three bottles of W sauce.
I mean,
there you go.
I went into it with expectations of not much. Like, it just don't ruin the original for me, and it didn't.
All right.
That was pretty good for the most part.
Well, I'm going to put it on today, but right now we got to make way for the grand return of Steak Shapiro. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
stay cool, Atlanta. Stop stealing my line, Dylan. I heard you say that yesterday.